Welcome, everybody. Shear number 1314 in the writing is shear number 466. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we recently spoke about the fact we're in the middle of learning the halachas of Negel, so I just want to talk about one thing. Every so often something comes up from, to say in English, a blast from the past, just a connection to something we learned. But we recently spoke about the importance of eating a kezias of red as soon as the person makes a bracha of Hamaitzi. Make sure you eat a kezias right away like this. You're going to clear various different problems which come up. It causes you to, if you don't eat kezias, you forget. You have to make brachas on all the food if you leave the building, shinamakam, and so on. We spoke about all that. There are various problems which could come up, like we said, but we do want to point out the fact it is important to keep in mind, for whatever reason, if one is unable to eat a full kezias right away, let's say for whatever reason, either one didn't have a full kezias there at work and somebody's bringing them more bread, in the meantime they wanted a wash, let's say a case like that, let's say somebody, for example, is at work and they only had a smaller piece of bread, it's less than a kezias. But whatever, a friend of them is bringing them, you know, the lunch or whatever the case is, and they know it's coming, right? It's not something whereby it's just going to be spontaneous, but they know it's coming and they're waiting for it, and so be it as it may, but they're going to be eating a sandwich and everything. They'll have a full kezias, they'll have a few kezasim and gezuntahate, but right now they only have a small little piece of bread. So let's say, for example, something along those lines, but whatever the case might be, if somebody only eats a piece less than a kezias, and later on they're going to be eating the full kezias, or the two kezasim is supposed to be a kebeya, the two kezasim, right, they'll be eating it, whatever, in a few minutes down the road, but they have to be aware. But in the meantime, they're going to be eating, let's say, something else. Let's say they're going to be eating the soup, right? They're going to eat some soup in the meantime or whatever till I get the other piece of bread or the kezias. So one has to be aware of the fact that as long as they know that they'll be eating at least the kezias, preferably the two kezias and the kebeya, then they should not make a bracha. In other words, the main staple foods will be covered, even though they'll be eating that kezias a little bit later on in the meal. In other words, a person could think, listen, okay, so I'm eating a kezias, I made a hamaitzi, I washed, I ate a hamaitzi, it's less than a kezias, fine. So I'll be eating the two kezias and the kebeya and everything, kehilchasa, lechatchila 100%, but it won't be for another 15 minutes. In the meantime, I'll be eating a soup or maybe a salad or something like that. So a person could think, well, so now I have to make a bracha on the soup. I have to make a bracha on the salad because I won't be eating the kezias till for another 10, 15 minutes, right? No, so the answer is, if, as long as one knows, one's aware that they will be eating at least the kezias, preferably the two kezias, so then for that kezias will still be lemafrei, in other words, cover the foods from the beginning of the meal, and one should not make a bracha on the main staple foods, for example, the soup or the salad or something like that. If they decide to take a piece of chocolate, for example, right, so then they have to make a shahakal either way, whether you have the kezias, you don't have the kezias, that's what we spoke about that. But if it's a main staple food, like soup, salad, these type of things, which we've been talking about, or a main dish, or whatever the case is, so right, and they know they'll be eating the kezias, one should be careful not to make the brachas, and when they eat the kezias, it'll be going on that, those foods also. Okay, but again, once again, we do want to stress the fact that this is only if somebody's stuck, but the Eved, they're in a situation, whatever the case is, but definitely if one is able to eat the kezias, and preferably the two kezasim as soon as possible, right away, that's what should be done, because as we all understand, a person can very, very easily forget. That's why we spoke about that little piece of bread by the sink and so on. These things come up, person gets, you know, they start talking to somebody, this and that, and before you know it, the meal's over and they never ate the kezias, and all the problems we spoke about come into play. Hatzlacha and bracha b'chol inyanim kol tov.